on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hello, everyone.
Good everything.
Morning, afternoon, and evening.
We're depending where you are on the planet.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. The name of the program is Being Here. And today we're going to talk about instantaneous transformation, how to live in the moment.
Now, the first thing about instantaneous transformation, it's really kind of fun because the term itself is redundant because transformation
can only happen in the moment. Oh, by the way, we finish each other's sentences.
That's right. So you just got treated to a piece of it, and here we go.
So the most important thing to have your life transform is to get into the moment, and we're going to tell you how to do that. Listening will do that.
It's really key.
However, it's a certain type of listening that will do it. The way most of us normally listen is to see whether what's being said fits with what we already agree with or disagree with, or whether or not we already know the information. Oh, I heard this once before. I know what this is about. This is about that moment thing.
The other thing is everybody has agendas. There's nothing wrong with having agenda. An agenda is a list of things to be done. There are things that each of us want in our lives. The challenge is when you listen in order to see if the content of what is being spoken about feeds into your agenda. So if you want to get a relationship, and we are talking today about something other than that, you may be looking for bits and pieces that will support you in having a relationship. Our suggestion about listening today is that you include that you have agendas, but you don't listen through them.
So our suggestion is to listen, to hear what's being said from the point of view of the person speaking. When it's us, that's fine. If somebody calls in with a question, listen to hear what they're saying from their point of view.
Now, what we're talking about is a non-preferential listening, meaning that whatever is being talked about, if you give it your full attention, the act of listening,
getting interested in what's being said,
will pull you
into the moment. And once you get into the moment, your life transforms as a byproduct of getting into the moment. And it happens in an instant. It doesn't happen gradually. It doesn't happen over time. Suddenly, there's a shift from one state of being to another. Actually, from a state of doing into a state of being.
It was fun. You know, yesterday, hello, everybody in Europe. We were speaking on an international conference call with lots of folks in Europe. And somebody there asked us what the theme today was. And we said, instantaneous transformation. And they said, yes, but what is the theme? And we said, instantaneous transformation. Because when you live in the moment, your life transforms. When your life transforms, you're living in the moment. It all crosses back and forth. And so,
and it happens in an instant. It doesn't happen over time.
So we just wanted to take a moment to say hello to all those folks who are listening. Well, all of you everywhere. But we said we'd say hello to the folks in Europe. So,
hello.
Hey, and Carla, if you're making it from Texas, and the folks from San Diego who recently wrote us, and everybody. Just welcoming you here today.
So let's see.
I think we should define instantaneous transformation.
Well, okay. Instantaneous or transformation?
Well, transformation.
Good.
You know, change and transformation.
Yeah,
people confuse them.
People
mingle
the words change and transformation. They use you know, like they say, transform your life by a Mercedes. Well, that might change certain things in your life, but it won't transform your life. Change is an incremental moment, linear,
consequential, as in consequential, as in sequential, as in over time. This follows that. It's predictable. It's linear.
It's predetermined by your thought processes. So you look and see what you think will make your life better, and then you try to change or fix yourself to attain those ideals that you have. The only problem is that the ideals that you have were given to you by the culture you grew up in, and it didn't work for them. So it may not, probably won't, hasn't worked for most folks, because the truth of the matter is, when you attain those things you think you want, they never are satisfying. Satisfaction, true satisfaction, happens when you're in this moment of now, not getting somewhere.
I really love that you're talking about that, Shia, because I flashed on your earlier example of transform your life by a Mercedes. And change is cause and effect. So all of a sudden you get something new, holidays are coming, whether it's Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa or whatever your holiday is, you get something, and for a moment it changes your perspective. Cause and effect. But I guarantee you, if you're having a bad day and you're driving around in that Mercedes,
you're still having a bad day.
You're not even aware what you're driving. It's just an annoying thing that you're encased in this car while you're in the midst of having thought processes and body sensations that follow that are unpleasant. So transformation is not cause and effect. It happens in an instant outside of time, and it affects every aspect of your life, not just the ones that you are trying to change, not just the ones that you have earmarked as non-preferable. So transformation and change are very different. By the way, we're not trying to define the correct way to use these terms. We're just defining how we are using them.
And to give you a sense of a way to identify when transformation happens in your life. Because, see, transformation is always available, but usually we're so preoccupied trying to get to where we think we ought to be that we're never really in this moment. That's why we say listening will pull you into the moment, and when you get into this moment, there is a shift that takes place in the quality of your experience of living, and that's what instantaneous transformation is.
It's interesting. Not too long ago, just a couple weeks ago, we did a course in New York City, The Freedom to Breathe, The Art of Being a Healer, and a gentleman came, and of course the theme was not business related. And he had an individual who he was working for who he always found annoying. His boss would make a request of him, and it was something that always felt unfair. He bristled. It was a contentious relationship. And we heard this week that spontaneously, without working on his relationship with his boss, he noticed that it's smooth. He didn't decide to go in with a better attitude. That's change. He wasn't even looking really at his relationship with his boss over the weekend. He was investing himself in the moment and being present and listening. And as a byproduct, spontaneously, his relationship with his boss transformed so that it's smooth and easy and effortless. Transformation is something that happens in retrospect. You could be listening to this show today and go back into the normal routine of your life, and totally unexpected benefits will happen. And sometimes it happens in relationships that you just consider normal. They can't get any better. That's just the way they are. And all of a sudden you realize that that person who's been challenging for you is no longer challenging, and you didn't think to work on the relationship. Or you didn't think to work on yourself. You know, working on yourself
doesn't work. Really, it doesn't work. See, working on yourself takes you out of the moment, doesn't allow you to be where you are. You're trying to change what is. Now, there are three principles to transformation. The first one says anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. And that would be everything that you don't like.
You don't want, you want to change, you wish would be better or different.
So anything that you don't like, don't want, want to change, wish would be different, is what's going to stick around, persist. Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are in any moment of now. And that means in this moment, you can only have the body sensations you have, the feelings you have, the thoughts you have, the emotions you have, the posture, you know, your body posture. All of that can only be exactly as it is in this moment.
Where are you listening to this today? You can't be any other place than where you are in this moment.
Right now, this is it. That's the truth of it. This is it. Okay, now, third principle. Anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So if there's anything in your life that you've been resisting, if you see it and don't resist it, it'll complete itself. Now, the problem is you may try to see it to get rid of it. And that's the first principle. That's still resisting. It's about a non-preferential seeing of what is, not a want to change and fix it.
What Shai is talking about when he says a non-preferential seeing is awareness. It's a non-judgmental seeing of anything. And that's going to be something that we can talk more about as we go along, and we're discussing instantaneous transformation, how to live in the moment. And a real key component here is awareness, a non-judgmental seeing. And that's a challenge for most of us. We've learned how to be very, very hard on ourselves and judgmental, and it's how we think we need to go in order to get ahead. So come on back. We're going to be speaking in another few minutes after the break more about instantaneous transformation, how to live in the moment. Don't miss
being here.
Where we have differences simultaneously, so we share this one identity or double identities. But
the new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Improve your spiritual well-being and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie, broadcast every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution, expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education. The last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we learn to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to the music of your mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Being Here. So we were talking about the three principles of transformation. And anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and keeps you from living in the moment. Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are in any moment of now, and when you resist the way you are, you stay that way. Third principle, anything that you allow to be exactly as it is, like you, if you can let yourself be exactly as you are, that's enough to have behavior patterns that you've been resisting your whole life complete themselves in an instantaneous transformation.
Elka from Germany has called in and is on hold. I hear you there, Elka?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm a little excited.
Oh, yeah?
After
good.
You on phone and... In the radio show. So, but I'm fine.
Well, it's lovely to have you call in. What would you like to know or say or have
talk
an answer
about.
Or talk about?
I think listening to you just now made me... I saw the problem I sometimes have listening really to my patients when I'm in stress, when I see the... limited time I have, and I still work on myself in these situations. And I just would like a hint how to be different, to be in the moment in this time, too.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Elka. You're a doctor?
Yes, I'm a doctor.
Right. And so when you're with your patients, if you see that you're running out of time, or so you think, you get stressed.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, as soon as you see that you're stressed, you have a choice in that moment.
Yes.
See, you can, that you notice that you're getting stressed, you're no longer stressed in the moment you notice it.
The moments go by, Elka, in a nanosecond. So the moment you notice you're stressed or distracted, you're actually already back here. But if you judge the distraction or want it to be different, then you're working on a problem that's already gone by, and you virtually re-pick it up and re-energize it.
Yes.
So the trick is to be gentle with yourself when you notice that you're stressed, rather than complain to yourself that you're stressed.
And what? And what?
Rather than complain to yourself that you're stressed, be gentle with yourself. You notice it. Ah, I'm stressed. Okay. Now you're back.
Yeah, I'm blaming a lot on me, on myself and my patients when I'm stressed, I think, yes. So,
the other thing I've noticed, having worked with people over the years, Elka, is that for instance, if we're doing a seminar, a weekend seminar, and somebody is talking, and there's somebody there wishing that it would hurry up and get over with already, that this person would complete what they are saying, the person who's speaking tends to take longer and longer. The judgment itself confuses the space. It's the three principles. What you resist persists and takes longer. So it doesn't matter if you are judging them for the amount of time they're taking or judging yourself. the act of judging lengthens the process.
You know, Helga.
Yes?
You're a gynecologist, yes?
Yes, I am, yes.
And while we were in Germany not too long ago, a friend of ours, Maiken, who attends our workshops, was talking about when she had her baby, and he would be nursing, if she was wishing he'd get over with it already, it would take much longer, and it would be an ordeal for her.
He'd fiddle around and fuss around, and it would take a long time.
But when she relaxed and was there with what was going on, rather than trying to get it over with, he would nurse, and it would take very little time, and it would be very easy and very quick.
Oh, that's a good thing,
See, and it's the same thing with your patients or anything else in your life. When you're trying to get it over with, it takes forever.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is we totally understand or we can get the impact of having a busy schedule and lots of patients coming in who want to see you.
Yeah.
But it's got to be at least a little bit of a challenge not to be forward thinking. So you're with somebody and you realize you have a whole lineup of people coming behind them, and if you run a little late, suddenly everything gets late.
Yeah.
But you can
angry and all these things.
Yes. But you can actually take a breath and be there.
Yeah.
For that person.
Yeah.
And really for yourself.
Yeah.
Because you are a beacon of calm in a sea of upsetting physical sensations and body changes and concerns about whether or not the child will be healthy or if they're coming to you not with a child, you know, if they're coming for regular checkup.
Yeah.
I know from all the women I've ever spoken to and from myself, there's always that concern, gosh, what's going to happen? Are you going to find
something wrong?
Yeah.
And so the more you can be kind to yourself, the more you're taking care of your patients.
That's right, yes.
So you can do it for them.
The other thing is, there's no place to get to. If you're really present with each person that you see, if you're really there with them, not trying to get through it, not trying to get over with it, but actually being there, it doesn't take as long.
Mm-hmm.
What takes time is when you're in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're not really there. And when you're not really there, they know it, and they pull for you to take longer even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, additionally, though, Elka, you do not need to extend an appointment with someone to prove to yourself that you are caring.
That's what happens when I'm in stress. I do extra things which are not really necessary. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, we were talking to someone last night about a totally different subject. Somebody who is dating, and she is going up on dating websites and then connecting up with people and talking with them. And she told us about a really lovely conversation she had with a gentleman for 5 hours.
Uh-huh.
And we said to her, you know, it's really clear to us that that relationship will never go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, you're absolutely right. This person lives more than 2 hours away. He was going out of town. It's like sometimes when you extend things extra long, it is another example of not being where you are. So if you find yourself doing those extra things, I don't think that your patients are going to feel that they are being better taken care of.
Yes, it could be, And the line is still longer when I do these things, and it's an extra stress after I pause them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elka, be gentle with yourself.
Yes.
That's the key, yes. Yes, if you're going to be gentle with yourself, your patients will feel better just being around you.
See, the other thing is, you're talking, Elka, and you're saying, oh, yes, I do that, and then it's even longer with people. I can hear you being hard on yourself for what you've already done. That's done.
And what's done is done. You know, the second principle, you can only be exactly as you are in the moment, but that means what you did was the only thing you could have done.
So if
you took longer with your patients, you took longer with your patients. And then you have to be kind to yourself and notice, I did that. Huh, okay.
Yeah.
And move on.
Yes, that's the best. That's really good to see that it's done and that I can start from a new perspective.
Every moment is an opportunity to start anew. Your life starts anew in every moment. Whether you drag the past into that moment and corrupt the moment, well, that's up to you. But the reality of it is there's the opportunity in each moment to be complete with your past.
Yes, that's good.
Yes.
You can see me smiling and feeling
I can feel you smiling. And I can see you smiling.
Yeah, that's really good. I feel lighter.
Lighter is excellent. You know, and if you find yourself get heavy, if you just notice yourself heavy and you say, okay, that's it, I was heavy. It ends it.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah. Pleasure hearing you.
Thank you for talking with me. Thank you
very
much.
You're very,
very
welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. On Monday night in New York City, we do Monday Night Alive when we're in town. And this past Monday, we had a woman come who was talking about how she was traveling and she was not happy to be in line at the airport. And she wished it was different. She wanted to be happy. She wanted to be happy to be going. She was just feeling very disgruntled. And she said, finally realized, you know what? Fine.
I'm not happy. I'm not going to be happy. I'm not happy. Okay.
That's just the way it is.
And then a moment later, she realized that she was no longer unhappy because the principles of transformation had happened, you see. When you're willing to be exactly as you are, it completes itself.
So anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes in an instant. Instantaneous
transformation.
And how to live in the moment is to be gentle with yourself when you see what is. We're going to take a break now. We'll be back shortly. We have lots more to talk about, so come on back and don't miss
being here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, instantaneous transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network and discover your true nature.
Never never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Almeen for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's Seventh Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. The topic today...
instantaneous transformation, how to live in the moment, and we hear that Mac is on the line.
Hey, Mac.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. How you doing?
I'm doing great, too.
Well, that's good. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I was just listening to Alka. It was really great. I could hear her smiling at the end of your chat with her. Transformation on the phone.
Instantaneous, right?
What's happening for me, living in the moment can mean different things to different people and in my experience of it, it seems more difficult for me to do it when I'm surprised by something. For instance, let me give you an example. Ellen and I, hi Ellen, I think she's listening somewhere else, and I have two kids, one's in college and one's in high school. And yesterday, and they're both great kids and they're doing great, but yesterday we got a report that Joanna had some underachieving issues in one of her classes at school. And I noticed that I got a little upset that the report came in that we had some agreements that I didn't feel were fully complied with, and I had to take a while for me to get back into the moment to decide or to talk with Ellen about the appropriate action. And I've also experienced that in work situations when I'm with someone I'm working with, that something just happens that surprises me. It's different than what
okay,
I expected.
Okay, Matt.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Life surprises you.
It does.
Yes, but no, but you got to get this. Life surprises you. Life does not show up like you expect, like you want, like you would prefer. Life shows up like it does.
Right.
And you can either disagree with how it shows up, don't like it, want to change it, want to fix it, or you can notice, that just happened. Now what? So
right.
You become proactive in your life rather than reactive.
Right. I noticed that in the example of yesterday that I tensed up and sort of had a reactive response inside. I didn't externalize it. But
yeah, so Joanne is how old?
She's 16. We'll be 16 next week.
So she's going to be 16. Well, congratulations.
Right.
So you know, she's a 16-year-old.
Right.
And she's going to do things that...
test her limits and your limits.
That's right. That you don't expect. And you can either tense up. Look, you know something? If you're driving down the road and the road takes a sharp turn, you come around the corner and there's a deer in the road, well, you can either tense up or you can be there.
Right. And I noticed yesterday that I did tense up for a moment, and then I realized that I was tensing up, and once I saw that and started talking to Ellen about it, it relaxed, and then all of a sudden we knew exactly what we needed to do.
You know something, Mac? Breathing really helps.
But,
you know, you take a breath and get back to where you are. This isn't the way I would prefer it. You see that. When you see that it isn't the way you prefer, fine. Then you notice that's the way it is. And you don't fight with it.
I think where you are currently right now in your own personal evolution, you're still being hard on yourself that you ever got tight in the first place. But you can't help the tightness. It's a
an automatic
response. It's mechanical. But judging that you got tight, I mean, you just said, I didn't say anything. I just had it. It was something that went on inside privately. But you wish it would be different.
I do. I confess, but I also must say that it didn't last very long. Once I saw it, and once Ellen and I were talking about it, it went away, and then it became easy. But it didn't last very long. But I was surprised, and I guess I'm still surprised.
You got to be gentle with yourself. Same thing goes for you too.
Okay.
See, you think you should be over this by now.
I mean, it's a theme today.
It's a theme. You know, I shouldn't get upset. Well, hey, life throws you curves, and your automatic nervous system responds to those curves. And it may not be your wish to not get upset, but you get upset when those things happen.
Right. Well, that's actually a relief.
then you need to forgive yourself. You need to be kind to yourself. You need to realize, that happened. Okay, now what?
Right.
Now what? Rather than, oh, my God, I'm a bad person. That's the other thing. You worry what other people will think about you as a parent rather than what's going on with my kid.
Right. And also, to be perfectly honest, I worry about what Joanna thinks. I mean, I want her to like me. I mean,
that's right.
That's a normal thing.
That is absolutely true.
Right.
You want her to like you. So you will actually shortchange both of you. You'll stop being a parent and you'll be try to be a friend.
Right. And that's especially a risk if I'm not in the moment to see what really needs to be done and what the appropriate action is. And,
That's right.
And yesterday, I mean, Ellen and I both agree that what we did, and we communicated with teachers, et cetera, about what we did was appropriate. And it still feels good, but there's still that.
Okay, so what'd you do? Everybody wants to know. I can feel them.
Oh, okay.
Tell us.
Yeah, well, we had an agreement with her to do certain things about her academics, and we relied on her and had an agreement that she would manage her time and affairs so that she would pay attention and set her priorities so that the academics would be good.
Right.
And she go see her teachers after class rec to help, those kinds of things. And she didn't do that, so we took away the privilege of her getting her driver's permit when she turned, you know, her learner's permit when she's 16. We made a decision that she's not going to be playing on the JV basketball team because it takes a lot of time after school, and that's the time when she can meet with her teachers. And we restricted cell phone use and computer use during formal study hours that we now have, and are going to monitor it more closely.
That's the whole thing. You see, your job as a responsible parent is to be responsible, and that means you monitor or manage her rather than allow her the freedom that responsibility earns her.
That's right, and the responsibility wasn't there, so we're stepping in, and that
good for you. You sound like you're doing good work as a parent.
Yeah, thanks.
My parents did that for me once. I got my one and only D in book reports when I was in fifth grade.
Right.
And I read the books, but I just didn't feel I needed to report on them since I had read them in my fifth grade mentality, and they took away the privilege of my participating in something. And it really, really impressed upon me responsibility. So well done.
Thanks. In fact, you and Joanna share the common ground. She had a D2, but it was in physics.
Aha. So all right, we're going to go because we have somebody else on hold. But lovely speaking with you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Hey, Catherine, are you still there? I hear you called in from Vienna.
Yes, hi.
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 Hey. Haven't heard you for a very long time.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, I have a question, and it's like since a few weeks, I feel like I'm working a lot with myself, And I know times when I didn't, or not that much. And it's, I also resist working on myself, but it's like a whole, I don't know.
Well, wait. You just said everything, Catherine. You said, I resist working on myself. What's the first principle of transformation?
Everything you resist persists.
Right. So if you resist working on yourself, what do you think you're going to be doing?
Pardon?
If you resist working on yourself, what's going to happen?
Then I'm working more on myself.
Exactly.
I don't know if you were listening earlier. I believe you were because you called in. But that little anecdote we told right before the break about the woman who was standing in line
at the airport
and not liking it, when she was picking on herself, working on herself for not liking it, it got stronger. And the moment she said, okay, you know what? This is the way I am right now, it just transformed. However, as I'm talking to you, I have one quick thought in your case. And that is that working on yourself and picking on yourself
may save you from something. We not only finish each other's sentences, we simo-speak.
And simo-speak.
Okay.
Yep.
So,
you're laughing, so I have a feeling that we're hitting on something here.
What does working on yourself save you from, Catherine?
Yeah. What does it save me from?
Yes.
I have an exam tomorrow, which I didn't really get prepared good enough. It's like time is running out.
Hey, darling, if you just forget about how it's going to turn out and study the material, you'll do fine.
Yeah, you
if
know,
you
it's,
worry
a,
about
it's about
it,
a lot of money. It's about my school money, and if I miss that, it costs me a lot of money.
Worrying about it will probably cost you a lot of money then. Because, you see, if you worry about it, you won't be there, because no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. You can either study or worry. If you study, you'll get a good grade, and it won't cost you a lot of money. If you worry, you won't get a good grade, and it'll cost you a lot of money. Choose one. Study or worry.
I think studying is better.
I think so, too.
You know, the other thing, too, Catherine, is lots of times when we are young and irresponsible, you know, we were just speaking with Mac about his 16-year-old and my mindset when I was in fifth grade about how I didn't think I should have to write about it, my book report, because I'd already read it. You have an immature perspective, and lots of times people put together the idea that worrying about something, a test, is responsible.
Right.
That it makes you more interested and caring and a better person, and that it'll help you. And you don't need to continue on with something that you put together a long time ago, because this is not the first time you've worried over a test, is it?
No, it's like I always do it that way, and it's like I always I start very short before the test comes, but most of the time I manage it to do it. So it's like I don't need to learn a lot. I can always manage it, mostly. But there's this whole drama thing around it.
Well, and you now have until tomorrow to drop the drama. It'll make you more effective. And you'll know what you want
by what you do.
And how you're operating in each moment. And the other trick is not to be hard on yourself for what's come before, but just meet what's coming up now.
Newly.
Okay? Great.
Well, thank you very much for calling in
today.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so welcome. And good luck on your test.
Yes.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Excellent. That was an unexpected, lovely surprise. We've had three lovely people today. We will be back fairly shortly here. We are talking about instantaneous transformation, how to live in the moment. There's more to come, so come on back.
And join us for
Being Here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover your true nature. Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, we were listening to the ads right along with you, and we realized that we talked about our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. And it occurred to us, I just want to let you know a few things we have upcoming. Our last Monday Night Alive in New York City for 2007 is this Monday coming up. You can find out more about that on our website, and you can join us. We're doing a course on Passion, Revitalize Your Life in New York City in January. And that's the 11th through 13th. And we're doing a couple of Starting the New Year Right special events, New York City on Wednesday the 2nd, and an international conference call on Tuesday the 8th. And we look forward to hearing Elka's voice and also Catherine's voice and whoever else there wants to join us. Again, you can find out more on TransformationMadeEasy.com. But it also occurred to us one other thing. What about sharing the gift of transformation for the holidays? I mean, has it occurred to you what might happen for people if you even texted or emailed three people with a link to this show, Being Here? What might happen for people's lives as they learn how to live in the moment?
Where they can stop worrying about what isn't and start being with what is?
Where they recognize that being gentle with oneself can have incredible impact rather than being hard on oneself and driving oneself forward to get what you think is going to make you happy. So we're just making that as a suggestion. Pick three people. Send it off. Send them the link. Have them download the show you listened to today. Or they can go into the archives there and they can listen to any of the shows we've done so far this year. So you can go up on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. There's a little link there. It says Being Here. Click on it. It'll take you right to the show. We have Stephanie from Hamburg on the line. And so we just want to make sure we speak to her before the end of the day. You there, Stephanie?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm excellent.
Excellent. That's good. I like excellent. So what would you like to talk about, Stephanie?
I want to talk about what a big difference you and this radio show makes in my life.
Well, tell us.
I'm so excited to be on the radio with you. I regularly listen to your show or download it if I can't make it in time.
Yes.
And like about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I was listening to a show I downloaded where Caitlin called in.
Yes.
Right? And you were speaking with Caitlin about her success in life, and not only in her career, but she just got married and how happy she is in her life.
Yes.
And you spoke about that, what she denied as a kid, or that she made decisions as a kid, like not to get married or nothing ever wants to have anything to do with sewing, like her mother loved it, and because her mother loved it, she would never do it.
Right.
Sewing, yes.
She wouldn't sew, but now as a costume designer, that was an inconvenient decision.
Yes. And in the end of that conversation, Shia said to Caitlin that he's really happy for her, that she can live her truth and can give herself the gift of being successful instead of living out of decisions she made as a kid against her mother.
Right.
So I was listening to her and was like, it just touched me so much. And I was sitting here thinking, wow, I really need to make peace with my mother.
Right.
And I'm a designer myself, and it just, you know, it wasn't like I was thinking it. I just kept it. It was more a feeling than a thought. And since that, the most amazing things are going to happen in my career. I have, like, stuff on my computer.
You mean are going to happen or have happened?
Both. They have happened and they're still going on.
Okay.
So
just like when Caitlin discovered that she was not sewing, and as a costume designer, that was an odd choice, and that she realized she could make peace with her mother who liked to sew, in an instant, things got easier. For you, recognizing that battle you had with your mom had an instantaneous shift on your ability to have success in your career?
It did.
Well, what happened? Tell us.
What happened is that I had, design on my computer for 2 years. Like, I'm normally working as a graphic designer.
Okay.
For other agencies on some direct clients. And whenever I have time, like I finished a project and the next one is not yet there, I did design for things like dishes and napkins and stuff.
Right.
It sits there. It did sit for 2 years. I never sent it out, really, to anybody.
Okay. Right.
After I listened to your show, I was like, oh, my mother always loved this kind of design. I was drawing as a kid a lot, like doing these things, you know, inventing patterns and stuff.
Right.
And really, after your show, I just went and started sending it out. I met a woman last week who is the manager of a big warehouse here. She loved the stuff so much, I showed her what I have, that she said she would sell it at her warehouse, and she's actually just sent me an email today that she spoke with one of her saleswomen, and they're going to make contact for me with a dish-producing company.
Dishes,
yes.
Wow,
that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's just, it's like everywhere. Like, I just started a big project this week, and I'm going to be the team leader and project manager.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Really special that you're calling in today, Stephanie, because lots of times people go instantaneous, yeah, right. But when you see something, now you saw in a moment that you had not been taking actions, and that part of it had to do with, even though your mother does not live with you and you're grown up now, that you just didn't want to give her the satisfaction.
Yes.
And you doesn't sound like you made yourself wrong for what you saw.
No, that was actually a very neat thing, too, for me. I could see it without feeling bad about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
That's
it
great.
It was really, yeah.
Because, you see, you couldn't have done it any differently than you did.
Yes.
Good.
But, you know, in earlier times, I thought I should have.
That's right. That's right. It takes so, you know, transformation happens in an instant. And sometimes it takes a little time to see things. You hear it over and over. We say the same things over and over every week about being present and listening and the three principles. And people say, oh, I heard that already. But when you really hear it,
it suddenly makes sense in an actionable way.
Yes, that's very true. That was so different. I heard it and it was like, it's even hard to explain. It's like I understood it physically as well as with my logic, you know?
Yes.
That's excellent.
Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for calling in. We've got to wind down the show now. So
we really appreciate your supporting people you know, with a direct example of instantaneous transformation.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And I love that she heard that on a show that we did earlier. If you missed the show with Caitlin, go back to the archives. Find it. I'm not exactly sure which show it was, but look.
It wasn't too long ago, a few weeks.
This to your friends. Share the gift of transformation. It's such a blessing. We're looking forward to speaking to you all next week.
So thank you very much for being here with us.
And come on back next week.
Because we will be.
Yeah, don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.